Hi, this is Corey Shanahan, and this is the Leadership Minute. I work a lot with teams on developing strategy and getting them aligned around that strategy. And I think of the strategy as having three elements. You start with a vision or an outcome of where you want to get to, and then you compare it with where you are now, your current reality, and then you map out a plan to get from here to there. And the plan is specific and it has actions and due dates. The strategy incorporates a plan. A strategy on its own doesn't leave you with a plan of action, doesn't leave you with a roadmap. I do think it is really, though, that simple, those three elements: the vision, the current reality, and then the plan in between. It seems very simple, but in fact, doing it is quite hard. With the vision, you can fail right there. Very often I meet teams whose vision is clearly a compromise that was reached by a committee that was trying to keep everybody happy. It's like a Christmas tree. There's too much in it. It's also not very tangible. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like something that you would know when you were in it. And it's not that the vision needs to be very realistic. It can be extremely ambitious, but it must be clear and it must feel like something that you could actually inhabit as a reality. The next piece that's often extremely difficult is that current reality. Where are you now? If you spend all your time focused on the vision and where you're trying to get to, but don't take the time to look at where you are now, you don't set up that tension in between where you are and where you're trying to get to. And that's really what gives you that driving force to make change and to drive results. So getting very clear on reality and sharing the perspectives of everyone on the team, because people have very different views on what the current reality is. And I think getting very concrete and factual, you know, specifics, numbers, data is really important. And then when you have those two things clearly, you have the vision of where you want to get to, you have the current reality, it really becomes apparent what you need to do in order to get to the vision, to get to the outcome. And there, when I'm working with the team, we'll get very detailed into what are these tasks, when do we want them accomplished, and who's going to be responsible for them. And then that means you've got a roadmap, you've got a plan of action for taking yourselves forward. A shared document like this, a strategy that includes a clear plan, is the essential ingredient. And if you don't have that, if you simply have a beautiful strategy, it will linger on the shelf, it'll gather dust. And so I encourage you to take a look at your current strategic plan. Does it have actionable items in it? Does it have responsibility? Does it have due dates? And if it doesn't, maybe you need to think about getting something that's a bit more purposeful, a bit more actionable, in order that you can really achieve your vision. And I come across teams where there's a beautiful formulation, they've spent a lot of time doing this, and yet they're not executing. And that's why they've asked me for help. There are three key things that can help you really execute a strategy. One is as simple as calendaring check-ins and getting together to see what progress you've made in the steps that you've laid out for yourselves. And having that calendared on the corporate calendar really holds people accountable. The second thing is around habit formulation. Do you regularly go back to this document? Do you regularly reference it? Do you use it in a very real daily sense as a roadmap? And the third thing is around responsibilities and accountabilities. If you have a name and a due date next to each task, it makes it much clearer when you check in. And then you can discover whether, in fact, that person hadn't bought into the actual idea, or it turns out that's a harder task than was initially conceived. But really, that accountability piece is the third magic ingredient. And if you can get those three, calendaring, habit formulation, and accountability, you are well on your way to successfully executing your strategy. You've been listening to the Leadership Minute with me, Corey Shanahan. For more information, please visit corryshanahan.com.